How can we be Christians in a world like this? That was the question being asked. I knew why it was being asked. It was in response to a culture that is declining at breakneck speed. And the feeling welled up within the person who was talking to me. How can we go on like this? How can we be Christians in a world like this? How can we raise our children in a world like this to follow Christ? You understand why the question arises. We are living in a time of the marginalization of people of faith. Faith commitments are being pushed to the margins of our culture and eradicated in every way possible through institutions and governmental structures. There is the constant mocking of cultural witness. The sexual revolution has come of age to the point where it is essentially religious commitment of the secular world. The faith that many people hold to, the redefinition of marriage, the legal redefinition of marriage. We can understand as we face these things what gives rise to a question like that. And we can also understand the attitude and the concerns that are behind it. But, though we can understand it, though it is a natural way for us to think as we see the world from our perspective out, but when we start with the Bible, and we think based on the Bible's worldview, the question doesn't even make sense at all. You see, it only makes sense to us if we think about ourselves and our circumstance and look out. But the Bible's calling us to reorient the way we think out the world. To not start with ourselves and our circumstance and think out, but to start with Him. To start with His plan, His promises, His character, and then to see the world around us in light of Him, and then to see ourselves in light of that. When we think with the Bible in our hand, the Bible never suggests that our mission together is dependent on a friendly culture. Never. It never suggests that our mission together is dependent on a cooperative government. It never suggests to us ever that our mission together is dependent upon us sitting in seats of cultural power. Of course it doesn't. The very symbol of our faith is a cross, a bloody cross. The dripping blood of the very Son of God. And He's there because the opposition of the religious establishment and the governmental powers of His day. See, there's no way with a Bible in our hand and understanding it through the lens that we are supposed to understand it, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, that we can think in any way that our mission is dependent upon a friendly culture, a cooperative government, or seats of worldly power.